Yes, good morning once again, and I want to welcome you to the Fountain of Life Ministry here with Daily Inspiration. I'm Jody, and I'd just like to share another thought with you this morning yet, and out of God's Word, and trust that you will be again inspired by the words of Christ, the Word of God, and that we let His Word dwell in us richly, and to accomplish in our hearts the very thing that He wants to do in us. I thank the Lord for His Word. And today I would like to just share a thought on our prayer life. And I don't know about you, but I know for my own testimony, there seems to be a real struggle and a real battle against taking time in prayer. Seems like we live in a very busy world, and we have things going on every day. Seems like our time is always taken up by something, some event, something that's happening, and that seems like, at least for me, seems like when I want to carve out time and pray, so many things seem to get in the way, and you have to almost carve it out of your day and say, I'm gonna stop and pray here. And I know many times our flesh gets tired, and we want to sleep or we want to rest, and it's kind of labor intensive to pray. I don't know if that would be your experience. I think it probably would be. I think it's a common struggle, and I'd like to just encourage us today from some passage in Luke chapter 18. I'll be reading from there shortly, and just like to encourage us that it is an important thing for us to pray to our Heavenly Father, and we need to take the time and make the time to pray. And if we have families, wife and children, it's good to teach them to pray, and also as a family time to come together, read the Bible, and pray together. And I've talked to so many people that it seems to be a big struggle and a hard thing to maintain in our lifestyle is to have much prayer and laboring in prayer before the Lord. And anyways, I would like to encourage us all to keep a good prayer record with the Lord, that we would meet with Him and pray. And I think you'll be encouraged by this scripture today. It's, as it says, Luke 18. And I'd like to just begin to read in verse 1 there. It says, "And he," this would be Jesus, "and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others." And I would just like to to focus here just a moment on, you know, when we go to the Lord in prayer, we have the privilege to be able to bring our petitions before the Lord. And I believe in this particular situation, Jesus is giving us some instruction here, and he begins to, we're told here in verse 1 that this parable unto them was to this end, that men ought to always pray and not to faint, not to be weary, but to always be praying. And it seems that in this particular parable that he gave, there was this widow, and she wanted some help from the judge. she felt like she was being abused in some way in the system there that they had, and she wanted this judge to take care of this abusive situation. She felt like she was being treated unfairly. And you know, that's I believe that Jesus was speaking on this subject, because I think at one time or another we all probably feel like, wow, this isn't really fair. This isn't happening the way it should to me. I don't really deserve it to be this way. And our tendency is to fight it out and to argue our case or to prove our point and to be able to clear ourselves. And here we see that there's this little widow lady, and she's not able to do it. She cries out to the judge, and she says, "Avenge me of mine adversary." And we're told that the judge would not at first. And he didn't fear God, and he didn't fear man, and he wasn't going to be pushed around. He just didn't seem like he didn't care. But at this, at the continual asking, the judge becomes weary. And he's thinking, "I better do something. This lady's going to wear me out." He says, "Yet because the widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." And so we see that because there was a continuing of a cry and a request from this widow lady, the judge was willing to do what she was needing done here. And Jesus is saying, "Did you hear what the unjust judge saith?" And he said, "Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?" I believe God is wanting to teach us in here that when we feel that things aren't going right for us, if we're able to take that before the Lord and say, "God, I need you to correct this. I need you to fix this in my life." And God, he's saying, if we are faithful to bring this before our Creator, our God, he'll take care of us because he loves us. And he uses the story of an unjust judge and says even he would do those things because of the continual crying and the beseeching and asking. And I believe we're given the instruction here that God wants us to bring these things before him day and night. To be able to pray and say, "Lord, you are my avenger. You're the one that takes care of me. And I trust you." It puts a certain attitude in our hearts that we feel like God's going to take care of this and it's okay. However he does it, I'm okay with that. Because I trust him. I know he's a righteous judge. He'll do what's right. And I just want to bring this to you today. Maybe you're struggling with something of that nature, and you feel that maybe there's something that you need to bring some correction to somebody or to some occasion that happened, and you feel like you need to get in and make things right. And maybe the Lord would have you speak some things to that. But I would just encourage you that you bring that before the Lord. Say, "Lord, you're the one that takes care of me and defends me. You're my avenger." And I really truly believe that if we'll present that before the Lord, that he will take care of the situation for us. We can go into our prayer closet. We can shut the door and we can pray in secret to our Father. And we're told that we'll see him answer openly. He will take care of it. And we don't have to go out and make something happen. We go on our knees before our God. We cry out to him and we ask him for help. And there's a blessing in that. It shows that we have confidence in our God and our Lord. It gives us courage to do it again next time. We see the hand of God, the mighty hand of God, going and taking care of a situation that we might be faced with. And I believe that as we walk in those things, we'll see the power of God, not only in our situation, but working in our own hearts to strengthen us, encourage us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. And I just wanted to share that this morning. I hope that that would be a blessing to some of you that are listening. I trust that the Lord has been speaking to you in your own personal reading and as you spend time in prayer with Him. And hopefully, as I shared this week, there'll be some things that God will give you to think on and to be able to take that before Him and let Him speak into your life. And that's the way God is. He's good to us, and He takes pleasure in being our God and our Heavenly Father. And so may He receive all the honor and glory. And I just pray that God would watch over you and keep you, and that He would strengthen you in all your days and all your ways of walking on this earth. And may you look to Him. He is our faithful Creator. God bless you, and thank you for joining this morning.